Today, President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border, stopping in the city of McAllen, Texas. The visit comes on the heels of his Oval Office address.
This barrier is absolutely critical to border security. It's also what our professionals at the border want and need. This is just common sense.
But not everyone living and working on the border shares the president's sentiments. Here's Jim Darling, the mayor of McAllen, Texas, speaking with CNN's Kate Baldwin on Wednesday.
The president says that this is all worth it in order for him to get more money for the border wall. Do you see it that way?
Is what the shutdown's worth it for? No, I think the president's negotiation style is, if you read his book too, is, you know, to force the issue and to force, in this case, the Democrats to sit down and negotiate.
Joining us now is Michelle Marisco, senior editor with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, thank you.
So you've spent a long time covering the border. How have attitudes about border security evolved over time?
A brief history going back 18 years, turn of the century, most of the Arizona border was barbed wire. Most of that barbed wire was intended to stop cattle, not people, hoof and mouth disease from the 1950s. As that slowly started changing, they started putting up what we call a sort of landing mat platform steel along urban areas, which started diverting traffic to more rural areas, enter Arizona, right? At that point, Arizona became the number one entry point for illegal immigration across the entire Southwest border. So that started a lot of concern and a lot of rancor along the border about stopping a flow of illegal immigration that was unprecedented. That, of course, has evolved into what we have now, which is the situation where we have a lot of border wall already up, what we call tactical infrastructure, but it's not enough, apparently, for the White House. They want to put up more.
Right. And you spoke to the mayor of Nogales in Arizona, Arturo Gariño, who criticized the U.S. military for putting up wire along the border. Let's take a listen to what he said.
Razor wire, concertina wire, is not what you want to see on a fence with two countries that have been friends and traded forever.
Michelle, this seems to be contrasting quite significantly with what the president's rhetoric has been.
It really does. Right now, you know, the Mayor Gariño was speaking about an operation from the U.S. military when the military came into Nogales on Election Day to start stringing up razor wire to stop this caravan that was actually about 400 miles to the west in Tijuana. And of course, that razor wire went up in places exactly where President Trump is headed now, to McAllen, Texas, along the border there with Reynosa. It became almost a talking point, a symbol for people of, you know, what's coming next. Because right now, with the government in a shutdown, this standoff between the Dems and the Republicans on this issue, we have a situation where this border wall seems to be looming over all debates on border security, and no one's talking about the other issues that relate to border security, such as staffing, manpower. Right now, we have shortages of Border Patrol agents, of Customs and Border Protection officers at the ports of entry. You have agents working double shifts. You have people working overtime. And there still hasn't been a solution to these problems, which are part of border security.
And, you know, we keep hearing that there is this, at least the president keeps saying, there's a growing humanitarian and security crisis here. What are you seeing, Michelle?
It's really interesting. The Border Patrol was designed to stop illegal entry. But what they're doing now is they're actually apprehending people who want to be apprehended. Right now, they're dealing with asylum seekers. These are people who didn't want to wait in line to seek asylum, for example, in Tijuana, where that could take months. And so they've been heading out again, following those rural paths. But instead of trying to sneak into the country undetected, they are turning themselves over to Border Patrol and CBP officers, specifically asking for asylum here. So all of a sudden, we have this very legitimate issue that the Trump administration didn't anticipate was going to happen, where Central American migrants were going to be actively seeking law enforcement enforcement out for help so that they can then apply for asylum.
Which we should be clear for our listeners that that is a legal right. To seek asylum is legal. It is legal nationally. It is legal internationally. These people are not committing a crime, correct?
Correct. And in fact, the way the U.S. law is written, you have to be on U.S. soil to ask for asylum. You can't just apply for it from your resident country.
And so that's what we're seeing happening there. I'm wondering also, Michel, you know, because of all this rhetoric and, you know, we're trying to parse apart what's real from what isn't, let's talk about the actual construction of a wall. We have talked about there are fences, there are surveillance towers, there are different checkpoints and entry points. Would a physical construction of a wall, whether it is steel or cement or concrete, make an actual difference at this point?
No, it would not. What has always made a difference is intelligence. I'm talking intel agents working along the border. Infrastructure, staffing, these have always made a significant difference. Border walls by themselves? No, not at all.
Not so much. And I'm sure there's also questions about what's going to happen next. Are we going to see a resolution to this stalemate we're seeing in Washington as it results in the border wall? What are you hearing from people on the ground? We've got about 15 seconds left.
A lot of frustration, and as we've all been seeing for the past several weeks, just a lot of unknowns. You know, tomorrow is the first paycheck people are going to be missing. A lot of frustration on the border.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot more about that today. Michel Marisco is senior editor with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Michel, thank you so much.
Thank you.